Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you join me today. Today's episode is called The Tuesday Tip with the Queen of Heart. This is episode number 20, so I'm super excited to give you 20 weeks of a tip every week that has been powerful, needless to say. So today's tip is called ENLARGE, you guys, and I'm going to do the acronym for ENLARGE. I picked this one, you guys, because I have just had really a interesting couple of weeks. One of the weeks that was really interesting was last week when I had my audit. I have just been encouraged. I got 100% on that state audit, and I have just been encouraged that I need to get out the door and really focus on doing more things in my field. I can't let this vision and this love for what I do go to waste, basically. So I am going to do some new things in my field, and I'm excited about that and just ready to, you know, serve in whatever capacity I can serve in. So I will just say that, and I am super excited about that. But enlarge, I believe that everybody has an opportunity to enlarge their territory, you guys. And when you enlarge your territories, I truly believe that you are really working in the capacity that you were indeed supposed to work in. No regrets, no, you know, nothing. Just this is where you're supposed to be. So the E for enlarge stands for energy. It takes energy to enlarge your territory, you guys. And I'll be the first to say that I am not a person that lacks in energy. I have a lot of energy, and I love sharing my energy with others. So energy is definitely something that you got to have if you're going to enlarge your territory. N stands for newsworthy. I had the awesome pleasure, you guys, of being featured in a national it's not a magazine. It's a newspaper, actually, newspaper that goes all over, so I'm excited about that. And I had the opportunity to just really be in there and have an article come out the last week in April, so the first week in May. I think it crossed over into the May 4th edition, so it was wonderful. So be newsworthy. The L stands for liquid, you guys, and I just have to be quite honest with you on this one. I truly believe that you have to have liquid cash in the bank. And some people will fight me on this one, saying that that's not necessary or whatever. But when things rise up, you guys, you need some cash. You really do. So I just encourage you to get some cash. Get your part of your business to be liquid, you guys. And just really do what you need to do to make sure that your business is liquid. It will make all the difference in the world. The A stands for audience, you guys, and I just truly believe you've got to know your audience of one. And when I say one, I truly mean who are you speaking to? Who is that one person that you know that you can help? You know, oh, my goodness, I just know that there are some parents out there that really needs my help, you know. So I just encourage myself to keep going and to keep spreading my message and trying to reach them so I can help them. So just know who your audience of one is. And if that means, you know, one business owner starting a business or one, you know, single mom, you're trying to influence them, just whoever your target market is, know who that is, know who your audience is. The R is for reinvent. You guys, my plan was to not go forward with my traditional business, RideCore. I was going to do more of the speaking, coaching, and training area now because that's another part of my life that I absolutely love. Oh, my goodness. So it's just been awesome to speak and just really enjoy life like that. But here's the deal, you guys. Sometimes you have to reinvent. There's no accident when people come into your life and they give you a message. They give you a word. So I just, oh, my goodness, I accept everything that comes my way, you guys. So be willing to reinvent yourself. The G stands for giving. And, you know, I am all about giving. I just truly believe we're put here on this earth to give people our goodness, you guys, to give people that gift that's been so given to us, that's been such a, oh, my goodness, it's just been a blessing, you know. And many of us, you know, may have discovered it late in life, actually, and did not know that, okay, this is my gift. This is what I'm good at. This is what I need to be doing on a daily basis, you guys. I just encourage you, if you are that person, go ahead and, you know, find out that, oh, my goodness, you are that person and you can do what you need to do. So with that being said, just be aware of every, you know, little inkling of something that somebody tells you. I'll just say it like that, because I will tell you this. So many people can see things in you that you might not be able to see in yourself. So I just always tell people that I am just so in tune of everything that's being said and, you know, recommended to me and whatnot, because here's the deal. They may know more than I know, you guys. They may see something in me, oh my goodness, that I don't see in myself, and I am going to accept it and know that God sent them my way. God sent them for me to learn this, to see this and whatnot. So I just accept everything that comes my way, you guys. And I'm just so grateful and thankful for it as well. So the last one is everlasting. And here's where I really need to pick your brain a little bit. Do you believe that your business idea is everlasting? Wow. If you don't, it's okay. Guess what? You will lean into where you're supposed to be. And I truly believe that with all my heart, you guys. You see, I know I can't go back to a job now, you guys. I've done something now that has really changed my life, you know, it really has. And I'm not able to go back anymore, you guys. I'm done with going back. You know, I tell people all the time, always keep you at least three areas of money coming into your life. And six is my favorite number, so this is what I suggest that you do, and this is exactly what I've done. I've broken down my business ventures into three main streams of income, and under those streams, each one of them has two different rivers flowing into it. So I guess I should say that backward, three main rivers, and then under those rivers, two flows each. So that gives me six ways to make money in my life, you guys. And here's the deal about that. Not only do I accept that, that excites me, you know. That gets me motivated. That helps me see that, okay, all things are possible for whatever type of income I choose to have, whatever type of thing that I want to see happen in my life. That thing is so possible. So with that being said, that is the message for today, is to enlarge. You guys, it's time to enlarge your territory. It's time to do things that you've never done before. It's time to get out of your comfort zone. I will say that I have been in my comfort zone so much the last couple of years, and, you know, not in a ugly type of oh my goodness way, but just really not being the person I need to be, you know. And I'll just be honest with you, that has been very difficult to get out of that comfort zone, because you know what, you guys, I built an incredible business 10 years ago, and I have really been living off the overflow that I built 10 years ago. But now that the overflow is starting to dry up, you guys, it's time to get out the door and do those things that I did 10 years ago to make the company so successful. And in addition to that, I've started two other things that I absolutely love. And I just encourage you to get out of your comfort zone. Do whatever your heart finds to do that you love. And remember, that's the name of my show, the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. It's about that movement that we do with the love of our heart, you guys. It's about what makes us great, you know. It's about what makes us, you know, just be who we need to be. And for me, that has been just an incredible, incredible thing to learn everything that I could possibly learn, you guys. I just know that God is so grateful and, you know, so generous with our life and with everything that he's given us. And I'm just thankful to him. So just do what you know you should do, and then God will be pleased with that. And I know you will live the life you love. So with that being said, this is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts. Today's episode is Tuesday Tip with the Queen of Hearts, episode number 20. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk with you next week. Bye-bye.